Amy Lowell is probably best remembered these days as a poet, although she's not a poet who is often read anymore. She was a member of a school of poetry called the Imagist Poets, a group that initially included Ezra Pound, H.D., D.H. Lawrence, John Gould Fletcher. They wrote free verse, so it didn't rhyme. And she was a woman with a very strong personality. And very soon she was seen as really the leader of the movement, and became very active in discussion of the nature of poetry in her day. She was a dynamic public lecturer. She packed them in wherever she went. She had a very flamboyant personality. She smoked cigars. That's the one thing that everyone seems to know about her, is that she smoked cigars. So she was really an activist for new poetry. But she was also a collector of rare books and manuscripts. And that's something that, while we know about it at Harvard because we have her collection and we have a room that's dedicated to her collection, not everyone is aware of the fact that she was this really amazing collector. She started out collecting William Blake, actually, but early on she found she couldn't really compete with the millionaires out there. She was comfortably off. Her family was wealthy, but she wasn't a railroad owner like Henry Huntington or a banker like J.P. Morgan. And so she stopped collecting Blake at a certain point. She really couldn't compete. But she was always interested in poets and poetry, natural given what she became later on. But her collecting of poetry actually predates her becoming a published poet. Okay. So it's an interesting interrelationship between her public career and this more private life that she had as a collector. She started out really with Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters, moved on from there to collect poetry in particular, musicians, artists. But her real passion in collecting was what are called association books. And about 40% of her collection is an association book of some kind, and there's some incredible things. One of the more dynamic association books is a copy of Sir Walter Scott's long poem Marmion, A Tale of Flodden Field. And this particular copy was owned by the poet Anna Seward, the Swan of Litchfield, as she was called. And she's just filled it with marginalia. I mean, she goes through, she corrects errors of fact. Scott says that the Battle of Flodden took place on a chill summer night, and she notes it was in September, not summer. She goes through and marks lines in the poem that she says he's taken from her or from another poet, James Hogg. So there's a real interaction with the book, and it's particularly interesting because it's one poet commenting on another's work.